You're with the Oasis and the new Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. We'll get to our daily look at arts and culture. So there's music from the new film Bad Education. It stars Hugh Jackman, Allison Janney, and Ray Romano, and it's the true story of the largest public school embezzlement scandal in history. It premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival this past week. The film's composer, Michael Abels, has put together a score that points to traditional classical repertoire with slight cinematic tweaks. Michael's an interesting story. He's been a longtime composer and teacher, performer, instructor, but recently got into the film scoring game. In a big way, and he's in his 50s. He gained international attention after being asked to score the films Get Out and Us for director Jordan Peele, very much the talk of the town right now. The projects have been lauded for their unique take on how to make a thriller while offering cultural criticism. For those films, Michael incorporated his original classical music with gospel, African-American spirituals, bluegrass, hip-hop. Here's a taste of that. The African-American composer is also the co-founder of the Composer Diversity Collective, an organization dedicated to inspiring and promoting composers of diverse backgrounds to work in the film and TV community. We sat down just this past week at the Grand Hotel in Toronto during his visit to TIFF to talk about his career, his music for Get Out, and his latest, Bad Education.
Michael, hello.
Hello, it's great to be here.
Great to be with you here at the Grand Hotel in Toronto. I know you're 2 hours in, so welcome.
Thank you. I'm loving Toronto already.
You produce your first orchestral work when you're so young. You have projects around big Western European composers, you know, Verdi in your background, but also this church, gospel, African rhythms, bluegrass. It just must be so exciting to take all this and kind of go to work, especially with this movie career that's kind of happened, you know, a little later.
Yes. Surprised the heck out of me.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I remember being fascinated about just why different genres of music sound the way they do. Given that it's really all the same stuff, how is it that we identify music as being in these different genres that are so exclusive? Because underneath that, they're not. So I figured there was no better way to understand something than to try to write that style. Like, if you really want to know what the difference is, like, do it yourself. So that's what I would do. And it's been a lifelong passion. And I've had chances to write in different styles, and I have things that I think I excel at, but I really would love a chance to write any kind of music. That's thrilling.
It's fascinating to me, too. As far as Jordan Peele's concerned, it's been very well documented now that Steven Spielberg stepped in, and you've heard this story 100 times now, that he did say that the two of you have this relationship that could go for a long time. And I'm just wondering if you actually see that coming to fruition now, a couple films under your belt with Jordan Peele. And the two of you come at this moment where there's just a cultural shift happening, and there's these roles that needed to be filled, and it's happening, and it's amazing. So do you see that continuing?
I hope so. Whenever Jordan calls, I will be there, you know. Yeah. But he's doing
a lot.
Jordan Peele is doing a lot. He is not only a director, writer, if that was not enough, yeah, but he is a producer of both television and other films.
See, that's what happens, right?
Yeah.
They take away our favorite talents, our funny people, and they turn them into producers.
They do this well.
That's where the money is.
He's getting a chance to express he has such a bank of talent. He's getting to express it in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And he's also getting to, through doing all that, he's getting to mentor a lot of other new talents who are getting opportunities that they wouldn't have had if not for Jordan, just like me. So I don't know if or when Jordan's directing another film. I just know that if he ever decides to, I hope he calls me, because I would love to be involved in anything he wants me to do.
Well, they've been beautiful projects so far. And, does it feel, can we quantify it as something of a game changer in your career, in your life? Does it feel that way?
Well, for sure. I mean, I now have opportunity that I haven't had ever before.
And it's great, right?
It's terrific. And and I feel really blessed, really blessed. And I really appreciate the opportunities that have come my way.
I was just playing the Hurt Locker score and soundtrack for my audience a couple weeks ago, and I was really noticing, not very character-based, very much, there's a texture, there's a tone, there's an ambience, but it doesn't really get involved with the players. But then we think about, you know, Wagner, Korngold, Williams, very concerned with the actual characters, and we're building themes around these people. When you're working on something like Get Out, or... are you thinking about characters, or are you thinking about the overall tone and texture of the entire film?
Great question. And it's really both. I mean, it's sometimes having themes for characters is a wonderful storytelling device. But other times, a director specifically doesn't want that. Or sometimes it's that the theme... if you're being presented with another world or a situation that's outside of your own experience, having music that provides an ambience for that experience that the character is in.
Right.
And so the emotional temperature of the music most likely relates to how the lead character is perceiving that world, but it's not necessarily tagged to them. For like a Get Out has themes in it, I wouldn't say they're related to a character as much to a situation. There's a in Get Out, there's a very creepy theme that happens over, we first hear it over the hypnotism scene, and I don't even have a name for that theme, except that it happens when really creepy stuff happens.
So I was upset as a viewer.
Good. So I absolutely use themes, but so far they've been tied to characters, but it's not been like, this is the lead character's theme and now she's on screen, so play the theme. Really, when it's effectively done, it's never that simple. Even if there's a theme that you can attach to a character, it's when that character is in a certain situation. It's not everything they're doing.
Right. Darth Vader doesn't always have the Imperial March behind him.
Believe it or not, not every scene with Darth Vader do we hear the Imperial March.
Bad Education, that's why you're here. It's not Get Out, but we are experiencing dark themes once again. And so can we draw a line between the two?
I don't think so, but...
Well, when you think about it, it's a deep cover-up. It's a hidden truth. It seems that there's something we find out as time goes along.
You know what? I may have to change my story after your analysis there. Yeah, no, those things are true. Those things are true. It's not as dangerous, but you definitely don't know what's going on, and there's an onion that's being gradually unpeeled, and it doesn't unpeel the way you expect, which, for me, that's the thing about the film that I'm most impressed with, the way the story is told. I just think that Corey, the director, it was extraordinary in the way he did that. Frank, the lead character, played by Hugh Jackman, you know, he's highly educated. He's the superintendent of a school district, which is public, but in a well-to-do neighborhood.
So slick, charismatic.
Yeah, he's slick and he's charismatic and he's an educated guy. So this is music that he would listen to and would enjoy in his free time. But also, the classical music gives it a kind of a dignity. When I say it's classical, it's in classical styles. It's still, I mean, it's... My intention with the score really was hopefully that people would think that it was all sourced, you know, from
classical repertoire.
From the classical repertoire, yeah. But you can tell that if you're really sitting there with your clipboard
and your Shazam,
right, and that you can tell that it there are places where I violate the rules of whatever era that the music's supposed to be from, and then it matches the picture possibly a little too well in some places.
It's been so well documented, all the work you did for the Jordan Peele films and the textures and everything you had to do to make that music come alive. So this feels like, you know, you kind of had to put on a different hat this time around and say, you know what, back to basics here, back to some of my training and really get into that world again.
Yeah, it was great to have to make, you know, to have to weed out all the parallel fifths. Yeah. In certain places.
You ever get just wake up and go, no, I can't do it?
Well, there are things about it that are stressful, actually.
Sure.
But you know, it's also pretty stressful to face a class of kids. It really is. So if I get stressed out, I think, you know, these are problems you've chosen.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to make other choices, here you can press this button over here anytime.
Great advice. Just put one foot in front of the other, right?
That's right. That's right. Keep swimming. Don't focus on the fact that you may not have your swimming skills may be rusty. You just keep swimming.
Michael, just a pleasure, and congratulations on all the success, and good luck with the premiere of this film. And I think you're going to have a really great time in the next couple of days in Toronto. So thanks again.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Great to speak with Michael Abels, visiting Toronto for TIFF 2019. You can see the film he scored, Bad Education, tonight, 7 p.m. at Scotiabank Theatre. You'd have to act now. And tomorrow, 1 p.m. at the Winter Garden Theatre. TIFF.net for details. Let's listen to music from the film starring Hugh Jackman, Allison Janney, and Ray Romano, the music of Michael Abels.